بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه وأتباعه بإحسان إلى يوم الدين أما بعد continue reading الناقض الأول the first invalidator that الشيخ محمد Ibn Abdul Wahhab, rahimahullahu ta'ala, he has mentioned in this treatise, Nawaqid al-Islam, the nullifiers and the affairs that invalidate the deen, the nullifiers of al-Islam. We see that he mentioned the first of them, rahimahullahu ta'ala, and the most important and dangerous of them, and most severe. Al-awwalu al-shirku fi ibadati Allahi ta'ala. The first he mentioned is to have or to make a shirk, to associate partners, fi ibadati Allahi ta'ala, in the worship of Allah Azza wa Jal, in the worship of Allah Azza wa Jal. In our previous class, we have seen the definition of ibadah, and likewise that it has pillars, and those pillars are in the heart. And also that ibadah, it has conditions, and likewise that ibadah is different types, and from the types of ibadah, the ibadat that are al-qalbiyya, that are performed with the heart, and this is the foundation of ibadah, and it's to love and to surrender and to submit to Allah with sincere faith, to love Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to hope in His reward and His mercy and His pleasure, and to fear His punishment and His anger. And likewise, the other types of worship of the heart, like trust and reliance, and the likes from the and isti'adha and isti'ana, seeking aid, and likewise seeking help and relief, istighatha, al istighatha, and likewise seeking refuge and protection from harm. These are all actions of the heart that are considered acts of worship, and they are ibadah. And likewise, there are actions of the body parts, and we have seen that, like a salat and hajj, and other than that. And likewise, there are actions that are done with the tongue, like a tasbih and the recitation of the Quran and supplication and making dua and remembering Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and teaching. All of these are actions of worship that are done with the tongue, reading and learning as well. And also there are actions of worship that are done with the wealth and the money and the obligatory zakah, and likewise the charity that is not obligatory, that is recommended, and the aspect of spending money to seek knowledge and to learn, and to make the family happy, for example, to spend on the parents, pleasing them. All of this is actions. All of these affairs are actions of worship. So here, the author, he says, أَشِرْكُ فِي عِبَادَةِ اللَّهِ تَعَالَى, to associate partners with Allah in the worship of Allah, or to associate partners in the worship of Allah, in the worship of Allah, the Most High. So we have seen what is intended by worship, and to associate partners with Allah Azza wa Jal, and to direct some of that worship to other than Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala with regards to that, this is called أَشِرْكُ. This is called a shirk, or al-ishraqu billahi azza wa jal. Al-ishraqu billahi azza wa jal. So we see that in the Arabic language, the word a shirk, the people of knowledge, they mention linguistically, yani lughatan, it means ismun al-shay alladhi yakunu bayna akthar min wahid. This is the name, shirk. Shirk is the name or word that is used to refer to something that will be between more than one person. That will be between more than one person. Yani a partnership or a share, an association, to associate. Yani bihaythu la yanfaridu bihi ahaduhuma, aw ahaduhum. Bihaythu la yanfaridu bihi ahaduhum. Yani to the extent that not one of them would be singled out with that affair. Yani there's shirk there. And likewise, from this linguistic meaning, a sharika is a business or a corporation where people, they have different portions and shares in that corporation. And this is called a sharika. A sharika, whenever people would share together portions of a business, and they would all have a share of that business and the profit and the likes like this. And this is from the linguistic aspect. Likewise, in the Arabic language, because this comes from the verb sharaka, sharaka yashraku. So sharaka zaydun amran fil amr, or fi amrin ma. That Zayd participated with Amr, or he associated with him, or they worked together in a particular issue. دخل معه في هذا الأمر, that he entered along with him in that affair, and he had a partner or partnership with him in that affair. شراك يشركوا من باب فتحة, من باب فتحة. And if we put the scale or the verb on the scale of ashraka, of af'ala, to put ashraka, yushriku, ashrik, ishrakan, to ja'aluhu sharikan, to make somebody a partner. And like this, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he referred to Musa alayhi salam, wa ashrikhu fi amri, wa ashrikhu fi amri. And about his, whenever Musa alayhi salam, he made dua to Allah to make Harun also a prophet. To make him also a prophet, and make him a share or a partner with me in this affair, in my affair, and in the affair of prophethood and calling to Allah Azza wa Jal. So this is the linguistic meaning. And likewise, on other scales, on the scale of ifta'ala, you say ishtaraka, ishtaraka ar-rajulani, and they participated together and they worked together and they were associates in a particular issue or affair. And also on the scale of tafa'ala, you say ar-rajulani tasharaka, that they yashraku ba'dhuhum ba'dhan fi amrin ma. Naam, usharaka ahaduhum al-akhar. And on the wazn fa'ala. So all of the words that are derived from this word, they have the same meaning as has preceded. Ismun lishay alladhi yakunu bayna akthar min wahid bihaythu la yanfaridu bihi ahaduhum. بِحَيْثُ لَا يَنْفَرِدُ بِهِ أَحَدُهُمْ. That a shirk, and the words that are derived from it, they go back to this meaning, that it's a term or a word that is used to refer to something that will be between two, between more than one person, that one would not be singled out with that affair, and they would share, and they would be partners, and they would be associates, and in this particular issue. So also, from the meanings linguistically, التسوية والمساواة بين الشيئين في أمر ما. And that's the reality of a partnership, that you make them equals, or you bring them to the same level or to the same status and same rank, التسوية. And also, this is beneficial to comprehend with understanding, and with the understanding of shirk, whenever we speak in the linguistic or in the legislative meaning, التسوية والمساوات بين الشيئين في أمر ما, that there would be two affairs that would be made equal. They would be made equal. They would be made similar. And they would be made equal or similar. And like this, and we will see in the shirk, in the ibadah of Allah, there's al-mathil, wal-nadhir, wal-nid, wal-musawi, wa-thumma alladhina kafaru bi-rabbihim ya'dilun, yani yusawuna ma'budatihim billahi azza wa jal. So therefore, it also means to make things equal or the same, to make things equal, two things equal or the same as well, like this. But whenever we say about a shirk or al-ishraku billahi al-azim, with regards to the legislative meaning, يعني أشرك فلان بالله يعني جعل له شريكا, يعني جعل له شريكا وصرف شيئا من حقوقه وخصائصه تبارك وتعالى إلى غيره. That it is whenever a person, he will make shirk with Allah Azza wa Jal, meaning he will associate partners with Allah Azza wa Jal in worship, and he will make a partner with Allah, equal to Allah, in some of the affairs that are specific from the rights of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, from the rights of Allah Azza wa Jal. And likewise, this person, he is called a mushrik. Mushrik. Alladhi yushriku fahuwa mushrikun. يعني من أشرك بالله فهو مشرك. The one who associates partners with Allah in worship, then he is called a mushrik, a polytheist and a pagan. polytheist and a pagan, and the one who associates partners with Allah Azza wa Jal in worship. So therefore we see that ashirk shar'an, and the legislation, the people of knowledge, they mention sarfu haqqin min huquqi Allah ta'ala li ghayrihi. Sarfu haqqin min huquqi Allah ta'ala li ghayrihi. That someone will direct a right from the rights of Allah Azza wa Jal to other than him. Someone would direct a right from the rights of Allah Azza wa Jal to other than him. And this is what has been mentioned in the book Adwa al-Bayyan by Imam al-Shanqiti rahimahullahu ta'ala. And he mentioned, for example, wa haqqu Allah, the right of Allah, for example. And to direct the right of Allah, to direct a right from the rights of Allah to someone else, and to give that to someone else, then this is considered shirk. But he said, rahimahullahu ta'ala, Shaykh al-Shanqiti rahimahullah, wa haqqu Allah, kullu ma la yaqdiru alayhi illa Allah. The right of Allah, and this is in reference to those affairs that only Allah, He is the one alone who is able to do them and to perform them. He alone is the one who is able to do them and to perform them. فَلَا يُطْلَبُ إِلَّا مِنْهُ عَزَّ وَجَلٍ. So these affairs should not be sought except from Him, subhanahu wa ta'ala. فَإِذَا طُلِبَ مِنْ غَيْرِهِ كَانَ صَرْفًا لِخَصَائِصِ اللَّهِ لِغَيْرِهِ. And if someone were to seek or to ask or to try to get or obtain these affairs that only Allah, He has the ability to do, if someone will try to obtain that and seek that from someone other than Allah, then verily they have directed the right of Allah Azza wa Jal, and that which is specific to Him subhanahu wa ta'ala, to other than Him. To other than Him. So this is clear that I need to direct something from the rights of Allah Azza wa Jal, meaning for example from His rububiyyah, from His Lordship subhanahu wa ta'ala, and to believe that there is another Lord besides Him who is disposing of the affairs of the heavens and the earth, and who is in control of the affairs of the heavens and the earth, and they associate partners with Allah and His Lordship, to believe that there is something besides Allah Azza wa Jal who gives life and gives death, and who provides and creates and brings life and the likes like this, and creates as He wills, and forms and shapes the people and mankind and the creation. Someone who believes that someone else has the ability to do these affairs by himself, then this is shirk. And likewise, deny as well, التعطيل, shirk التعطيل, to deny, like Fir'aun, he denied the lordship of Allah Azza wa Jal in this manner. And also to affirm the names and attributes of Allah Azza wa Jal for others besides Him, in a manner that is specific and befitting for Allah alone, and to claim that others have these attributes and the likes like this. Like, for example, Allah, He is the one who hears all things, and He is the one who knows the unseen, subhanahu wa ta'ala, alimul ghaybi wa shahada. So to believe that there is someone from the creation who knows the unseen and the likes like this, by himself and alone, and he has this power and this ability, then this is shirk with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is shirk with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Or believe that people can see or hear and the likes like this, or that the dead can hear, and they have the ability to hear all things and the whispers and the things in the hearts and the minds and the likes like this, or from distances. Yani, that's something that only Allah Azza wa Jal, He has the ability to do, and this is from His beautiful names and attributes, Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. And the people, they believe that someone from the creation has that or shares with Allah in that, then this is shirk. Ayyadhan billah. This is shirk. Ayyadhan billah. Likewise, to direct something from the rights of uluhiyyah and the right of Allah to be worshipped from the aspects of that which has preceded, from the different types of worship, whether it's the worship of the heart, somebody puts his reliance upon other than Allah in the manner that the reliance at tawakkul that is for Allah alone, or his raja, or his khawf, and the likes like this. All of these are from the affairs of the heart. And likewise, al-muhabba, and there can be shirk with regards to muhabba, with regards to raja, with regards to these affairs of the heart. And this has proceeded likewise in al-usul al-thalatha, walillahi alhamd, ولله الحمد. Also, to direct some other types of worship to other than Allah. Like for example, with regards to the wealth, or with regards to the actions, or with regards to the statements. Shirk can occur in all of these. The statements that are the rights of Allah alone, or likewise the actions that are for Allah alone. The author, he mentioned one of them, slaughtering, for example. Slaughtering for the jinn, or for the qabr, for the grave, or the people in the grave. All of this is a type of shirk. Shirk, الشرك في عبادة الله. الشرك في عبادة الله. الشرك في عبادة الله. Sheikh Abdul Razak, حفظه الله تعالى, he mentioned about الشرك with the definition تسوية غير الله بالله في شيء من خصائصه. It is to تسوية, is to bring to the same level, to make other than Allah equal with Allah. في شيء من خصائصه, from some of his affairs that are specific to him, سبحانه وتعالى, من الربوبية أو الأسماء والصفات أو حقوقه سبحانه وتعالى, from his lordship or from his beautiful names and attributes, تبارك وتعالى, or from his rights, سبحانه وتعالى. And then he mentioned that from his rights, وهي أن يفرد وحده بالعبادة, and his rights is that he is singled out alone for worship, and all aspects of worship. وأن يخص وحده بالذل والخضوع, and that he is specified alone, سبحانه وتعالى, with surrender and humbleness and humility to him, with love and complying to his commandments. He said, حفظه الله, فلا يجعل معه شريك في شيء من ذلك. So there should never be a partner or associate made with Allah Azza wa Jalla in any of these affairs. In any of these affairs. So we see that ashirk, it is the greatest sin. It is the greatest sin. The people of knowledge, they mention أعظم ما عصي الله به وعظم ذنب عصي الله به. That the greatest sin and action of transgression that Allah has been disobeyed with is a shirk, and associating partners with him in that which is specific to him, subhanahu wa ta'ala. And from the evidences of this in the book of Allah Azza wa Jal, we have seen this previously in our classes in Kitab al-Tawheed, and likewise in our classes in Al-Usul al-Thalatha in detail. And I mentioned in summarization here, Alhamdulillah, that it has preceded, or we have seen before, that whenever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he mentioned the messengers, he mentioned the number of the prophets, and then after this he says subhanahu wa ta'ala, وَلَوْ أَشْرَكُوا لَحَبِطَ عَنْهُمْ مَا كَانُوا يَعْمَلُونَ. That if these prophets were to associate partners with Allah, then everything that they have done would be invalidated. All of their deeds would be invalidated. And this is something that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he revealed to the prophets, and he clarified to them, and likewise he clarified to the messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Thus, in reality, likewise, it is a clarification for the ummah, and a warning, a great warning. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he says, وَلَقَدْ أُوحِيَ إِلَيْكَ وَإِلَى الَّذِينَ مِنْ قَبْلِكَ لَإِنْ أَشْرَكْتَ لَيَحْبَطَنَّ عَمَلُكَ وَلَتَكُنَنَّ مِنَ الْخَاسِرِينَ. That verily it has been revealed to you, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and it has been revealed to those before you that if you were to associate partners in worship with me, then all of your deeds will be invalidated, and you will be from the losers. And you will be from the losers. Of course, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he never committed shirk, and likewise the prophets before them. But likewise, they were warned with that, and this was clarified to them. But Allah gave them success to stay away from that, and they were the a'imma and the imams of tawheed and ikhlas. But this is to clarify the dangers of the affair. If they were to associate partners with Allah Azza wa Jalla, then all of their deeds would be invalidated. It has been revealed to you, O Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and to those before you, any of those before you who receive revelation, any meaning from the prophets and messengers, alayhi musallatu wassalam, la in ashrakta. If you, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, this is in the singular form, addressing the messenger directly, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, la in ashrakta, la yahbatanna amaluka. Then verily your deeds will be invalidated, all of them. وَلَتُكُنَنَّ مِنَ الْخَاسِرِينَ. And you will verily be from the losers. No doubt the messenger, he was saved from this, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and he was favored with the tawheed, and Allah blessed him with sincerity and ikhlas. But this is a clarification of the dangers of this affair, and that this is the greatest of all sins. Now, And this brings us to the next point, that الشرك هو أكبر الكبائر. الشرك أكبر الكبائر. That shirk is the greatest of all sins. And this has likewise come in the narrations of the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wasallam, the clarification of this issue. And this is found in Al-Bukhari and Muslim from the Haditha Abi Bakrata radiallahu anhu, that the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he said, أَلَا أُنَبِّئُكُمْ بِأَكْبَرْ الْكَبَائِرِ. Should I not inform you of the greatest of the great of the greatest of the major sins? Should I not inform you of the greatest of the major sins? And the companions radiallahu anhum qalu qulna bala ya Rasulullah. They said, of course, O Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. So the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he said, al-ishraku billahi wa uquq al-walidain, to associate partners with Allah, and then after that to disobey the parents, al-hadith, yani to the end of the hadith. But what is the shahid and the point for this issue here is that he began like this, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. What, shall I not inform you of the greatest of the major sins? And then he mentioned the first one, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, al-ishraku billah, to make shirk with Allah azza wa jalla, to associate partners with him, subhanahu wa ta'ala, in worship. So this is the greatest sin, and it is the greatest of all major sins, and it is the most dangerous sin, and the one who performs it and falls into it and does not repent, then it will invalidate all of his deeds. All of his deeds will be invalidated, and in the hereafter he will be from the losers. And in reality, a shirk is a deficiency. And to ascribe shirk to Allah Azza wa Jalla is ascribing deficiency and claiming that Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala is in need of a partner. Allah Azza wa Jalla, he is in no need of a partner. It has come in Sahih Muslim from the Hadith of Abi Hurairah radiallahu anhu, in the Hadith Qudsi, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he mentioned that Allah Azza wa Jalla, he said, أنا أغنى شركائي عن الشرك فمن عمل عملا أشرك معي فيه غيري تركته وشركه. That I am the most free and no need of the I'm the one who is free and in no need of any partners whatsoever. So whoever does a deed and he associates partners with me in that deed, I will leave him and his associate. I will leave him and his associate. And even the people, they do not like to have partners. They do not like to have shirk for themselves. They would not want to share their wealth with others. They would not want to share their family members with others, or their homes with others, or something that is specific from their rights. Yani the people themselves, the affairs that are specific to them and their rights specifically, they do not like to share them. They don't like to share them with the people in general in this manner like this. They don't like this. This is something that the souls do not like for themselves. So how could they ascribe it to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? This is a deficiency. They don't like it for themselves, but they like it for their Lord, the creator of the heavens and the earth, tabaraka wa ta'ala. This is not befitting. And likewise, if we see, if we look into the affairs of the dunya, when would a person want to take a partner? Nobody would want to take a partner if he's going to go into business, and if he's going to dispose of some affairs, and if he's going to try to seek some goodness or some profit from this life. He would do it by himself, and he would take care of business, and he would take charge and authority and run the show himself and make the money for himself and do what he likes. But if he has a deficiency, he will seek a partner. He will seek a partner. For example, some people, they know how to dispose of the affairs, and they have knowledge of this, and they know how to run a business and to get money and the likes like this, and they know how to work all of these affairs, but they don't have the money to establish the business. So therefore, they get a partner. If he had the money, he would not get a partner. So therefore, he's forced to get a partner because of his deficiency with regards to his wealth. On the contrary, maybe somebody, he has money. He has lots of money, and he's able to start a business, but he does not have the knowledge or the brains. He does not have the intellect or the background. He doesn't know where to start. So therefore, he wants to start a business. He has the money to do it, but he does not know how. He does not know the affairs of business and the likes like this. So therefore, he is in need of a partner and an associate to start his business and to run his affair. So this is a clarification likewise, that he only sought this partner because of a deficiency, because of a weakness and a deficiency. نعم. Or likewise, even possibly an individual, he knows how to run the show, and he knows how to start the business, and he knows how to run the affairs, and he knows all of these issues very well, and he is precise, or he has precision in this affair, with regards to getting money and running a business and taking charge of commerce and the likes like this, and he has money. But he has so many other affairs to take care of, he is not able to do it all by himself. Therefore, he will seek a partner and he will find associates to aid him, because he does not have the ability to do all of these things at one time. So again, even if a person, he had the money and the knowledge, he still sometimes he will take a partner because of a deficiency, and that's because he will become preoccupied and he will not be able to dedicate the proper time to take care of his business. This is with regards to the creation. This is with regards to the people. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He is the creator of the creation. He has no need. He knows all things. Subhanahu wa ta'ala, wa huwa al-ghani. Lahu al-mulk. The kingdom is in His hands, and everything belongs to Him. He is not poor. Subhanahu wa ta'ala, verily He is rich, and we are poor. And He is not in need of anything, rather we are in need of Him. As-Samad. Subhanahu wa ta'ala. Subhanahu wa ta'ala, and likewise nothing preoccupies him from disposing of the affairs of his kingdom and his dominion. So therefore, just like Allah Azza wa Jalla, he does not have any associate or partner in his knowledge or in his power and his authority or in his wisdom or any of his affairs. Subhanahu wa ta'ala, he has no partners, and no one helped him create the creation and bring it into existence and provide for it and sustain it until this day in this manner. He has no partners in this, subhanahu wa ta'ala. So therefore, likewise, he must not have any partners in worship, and to associate partners in worship with him, subhanahu wa ta'ala, this is this great sin that the author is clarifying, and that has been mentioned in the evidences, the sin that the one who dies upon it will not be forgiven. And this is what the author, he has mentioned, rahimahullah ta'ala, and the evidences for this. He says that awwalu ashirku fi ibadatillah. The first invalidator is associating partners in the worship of Allah the Most High. What dalil? Qawluhu ta'ala. And the evidence, just like the methodology of the author and all of his works, alhamdulillah, he's clarifying this in the proper way, and that is that the deen al-Islam, masail wa dalail. Masail والدلائل المسألة ودليلها المسألة ودليلها هكذا. That this religion is issues and affairs that we learn and that we study, but they must be coupled with their evidence, and they are based upon evidence from the Quran and from the Sunnah and from the understanding of the Salaf of the Ummah. In this manner, a person can be upon clarity in his deen, and this is the beautiful methodology of the author, rahimahullahu ta'ala. The first nullifier is to associate partners in worship with Allah Azza wa Jal, and the evidence for that is the statement of Allah the Most High, إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يَغْفِرُ أن يشرك به ويغفر ما دون ذلك لمن يشاء. That verily Allah, He does not forgive that partners. Allah does not forgive that partners are set up with Him in worship, or that there is associates that are made for Him in worship. But He forgives that which is lesser than that to whom He wills. And then the author, he says, وَمِنْهُ أي وَمِنَ الشِّرْكُ بِاللَّهِ وَمِنَ الشِّرْكِ بِاللَّهِ, and from the shirk with Allah Azza wa Jal, الذبح لغير الله, to slaughter for other than the sake of Allah, كَمَنْ يَذْبَحُ لِلْجِنِّ أَوْ لِلْقَبْرِ, like the one who slaughters for the jinn, or he slaughters for the qabr. And the author, rahimahullah ta'ala, he is referring to this issue specifically, mentioning this example because of how much it occurred in his time, and likewise still it occurs in the ummah. And to this day, people slaughtering in the name of the wali, or because of the fear of the wali, or hoping for some good from the wali, they slaughter for him in his name, and likewise they seek nearness to him and slaughter for him, and the likes like this, or for the jinn. Many individuals, misguided, the people who ascribe to Islam, if they get a new home or a new car, they will slaughter an animal for the jinn, and if for the sake of the jinn, they will slaughter for the jinn, afraid of the jinn, seeking protection from them, trying to draw near to them so that they will not harm their car or harm their home, and the likes like this, because of their false creed and their misunderstandings of aqidah. Ayyadhan billah. So therefore, the author, rahimahullah ta'ala, clarified this issue here, and in making the example, وَمِنْهُ, and because shirk in the ibadah of Allah is many types, but from it, to slaughter for other than the sake of Allah, like those who slaughter for the jinn, and like what those who slaughter for the people in the graves, for the people in the graves. So we see that this verse here is in Surah An-Nisa. It comes two times. Likewise, إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يَكْفُرُ أَنْ يُشْرَكَ بِهِ وَيَكْفِرُ مَا دُونَ ذَلِكِ لِمَنْ يَشَاءُ. That verily Allah, He does not forgive that partners are set up with Him in worship, but He forgives to whom He wills less than that. Likewise, it has come in Surah Al-Ma'idah, also a threat with regards to this. And Allah Azza wa Jalla, He says, وَإِنَّهُ مَنْ يُشْرِكْ بِاللَّهِ فَقَدْ حَرَّمَ اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ الْجَنَّةِ وَمَأْوَاهُ النَّارِ وَمَا لِلظَّالِمِينَ مِنْ أَنصَارِ. That verily, whoever associates partners with Allah in worship, then Allah will make the Jannah haram for him. Their paradise will be forbidden for him. And his destination or his abode will be the hellfire, and the wrongdoers and oppressors will not have any aiders or supporters or helpers, or supporters or helpers. So all of this clarifies the dangers of a shirk, and the one who dies upon it, that he will be in the fire for eternity. He will be in the fire for eternity, and he will never have mercy, and he will never have hopes for mercy, and he will have no a mercy whatsoever. The one who enters the fire and dies upon shirk, he enters into the fire, he will never come out. وَمَا هُمْ بِخَارِجِينَ مِنَ النَّارِ وَمَا هُمْ بِخَارِجِينَ مِنَ النَّارِ. Some people have misunderstood this verse and have brought a shubha or a doubt or misunderstanding with regards to another verse of Allah Azza wa Jalla in Surah Az-Zumar. And Allah, He mentioned, قُلْ يَا عِبَادِيَ الَّذِينَ أَسْرَفُوا عَلَىٰ أَنفُسِهِمْ لَا تَقْنَطُوا مِنْ رَحْمَةِ اللَّهِ إِنَّ اللَّهَ يَغْفِرُ الذُّنُوبَ جَمِيعًا إِنَّهُ هُوَ الْغَفُورُ الرَّحِيمُ. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He says, say, all my slaves, يَا عِبَادِيَ الَّذِينَ أَسْرَفُوا عَلَىٰ أَنفُسِهِمْ. نعم. قل يا عبادي الذين أسرفوا على أنفسهم لا تقنطوا من رحمة الله. Oh my slaves who have transgressed against their own souls, do not despair from the mercy of Allah. إن الله يغفر الذنوب جميعا. That verily Allah, He forgives all sins. إنه هو الغفور الرحيم. Verily Allah, He is the most forgiving and merciful. But here in this verse here, Allah, He says, إن الله لا يغفر أن يشرك به. That Allah, He does not forgive that sins or that partners are set up with Him. So some people have tried to claim that there is a contradiction in these verses, but that is not correct. And each verse, it has a proper understanding. And the verse here in Surah An-Nisa, the people of knowledge, they mentioned that this is with regards to the one who dies upon shirk. إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يَغْفِرُ أَنْ يُشْرَكَ بِهِ. That verily Allah, He does not forgive that partners are set up with Him in worship. Meaning for the one who dies in that manner. For the one who dies, إِعَاذٍ بِاللَّهِ أَلِيَاذُ بِاللَّهِ. He dies upon shirk, then the shirk will never be forgiven. As for the one who repents before shirk, as for the one who repents from shirk before dying, then his repentance will be accepted. إِنَّهُ هُوَ الْغَفُورُ الرَّحِيمُ. Because verily He, Allah Azza wa Jal, He is the most forgiving and most merciful. So the verse in Surah Al-Zumar, يَا عِبَادِي الَّذِينَ أَسْرَفُوا عَلَىٰ أَنفُسِهِمْ قُلْ عِبَادِيَ الَّذِينَ أَسْرَفُوا عَلَىٰ أَنفُسِهِمْ لَا تَقْنَطُوا مِنْ رَحْمَةِ اللَّهِ. Do not despair from the mercy of Allah. إِنَّ اللَّهَ يَغْفِرُ الذُّنُوبَ جَمِيعًا. He forgives, verily Allah, He forgives all sins, yani even shirk, for those who repent before they die. For those who repent before they die. So we see here that shirk is clearly dangerous. This is why the author, he began with it in this manner, to clarify this issue. And he mentioned the example of a dhabh, like the one who slaughters for the grave, or slaughters for the jinn and the likes like this. But it's very important likewise to know that a shirk is also types, different types. There is shirk al-akbar, and there is a shirk al-asgar. And what the author, he is referring to here, is a shirk al-akbar. And this is what we have been discussing here. But likewise, there is another type of shirk, which is lesser than that. And it is known as a shirk al-asgar. And it is the worst and most severe of the major sins that are lesser than shirk. That are lesser than shirk. So the people of knowledge, they mention that shirk al-asgar, كل ما يطلق عليه الشرك ووصف الشرك لكنه لا يخرج من الملة. That every term or issue that has been the word shirk has been used for it, or the description of shirk has been mentioned for this thing, but it does not take a person out of the deen. It doesn't take them out of the deen, out of Islam, because there are evidences that have come. من حلف بغير الله فقد أشرك. Whoever swears by other than Allah, then verily he had made shirk. But it is known that the one who he made, he swore by other than Allah, but he did not do that praising that thing that he's swearing by. He just said it like that while believing that Allah, he is the greatest. Then this is not major shirk, and it would not cause him to leave the deen. But Allah, the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, described it with shirk, and gave it the description of shirk. But it doesn't take a person from the deen, but it is a major sin. So therefore it is clear in this example that shirk is more than one type. And the major shirk, this is what has preceded. And now the minor shirk, this is that which has been described with shirk, but is whenever looking into the details of the affair, it's not something that takes someone from the deen. It's not something from that takes someone from the deen. Imam al-Sa'di, he said, rahimahullahu ta'ala, وَمَا الشِّرْكُ الْأَصْغَرُ. As for the minor shirk, فَهُوَ جَمِيعُ الْأَقْوَالِ وَالْأَفْعَالِ الَّتِي يُتَوَسَّرُ بِهَا إِلَى الشِّرْكِ. That minor shirk, it is all of the statements and actions that are means that lead to major shirk. كَالْغُلُوِ فِي الْمَخْلُوقِ الَّذِي يَبْلُغُ الَّذِي لَا يَغْرُبُ رُتْبَةَ الْعِبَادَةِ كَالْحَلَفِ بِغَيْرِ اللَّهِ وَكَسِيرِ الرِّيَاءِ وَنَحْوِ ذَلِكَ. Like, for example, the minor shirk is like going to extremes and praising and loving the people, but not reaching the aspect of ibadah. And if it reached the aspect of ibadah, it would be major shirk. But if it was lesser than the reality of ibadah, then it would be minor shirk, praising people beyond the boundaries and the likes like this, and loving them and raising them beyond the boundaries, or swearing by other than Allah, or the light showing off lightly. And the ulama, they mentioned that showing off is minor shirk. But whenever they refer to showing off being minor shirk, they say yasir ar-riya, a little bit of riya. Because if it's a lot of riya, kathir riya, major shirk. And in the riya, showing off, it can be major shirk. But if it's light, light showing off, then this is considered minor shirk. So there are some differences between the two, and it's beneficial to know the differences between major shirk and minor shirk. And we mentioned them briefly. And major shirk, it takes a person from the deen. And minor shirk, it does not take a person from the deen. So major shirk, it wipes out Islam entirely. It wipes out the tawheed entirely. But minor shirk, it only brings deficiency to it, while the foundation of the tawheed and the Islam remains. As for when the major shirk comes, then it wipes out the Islam entirely, and it wipes out the shahada and the tawheed entirely from its origin. Iyadhan billah. And likewise, major shirk, it invalidates all of the deeds. All of the deeds that were done previously, they're invalidated and finished, and of no avail or no benefit. As for the minor shirk, then it only invalidates the deed that the minor shirk is mixed with, and if it is done from the origin, or if it has overcome the action. As for whenever minor shirk, like riyah, for example, is mixed with the action in the middle, and then a person, he starts for the sake of Allah, and then the showing off comes in the middle of the ibadah, and then he seeks refuge with Allah, and he pushes it away, and he does not entertain that idea, then this will not harm him. But if he were to begin showing off from the beginning of the worship would be invalidated. Or if he were to begin for the sake of Allah alone, and then in the middle of the worship he started to show off, and he continued to show off all the way to the end of the worship, likewise the deed will be invalidated. That deed, not all of the deeds, but that deed there that the shirk asgar occurred in. The shirk asgar occurred in. Now, likewise, from the differences is that major shirk, it necessitates for the one who dies upon it to abide in the fire for eternity. As for the one who died upon minor shirk, it does not necessitate this. And even if Allah willed, He would forgive him, because minor shirk is lesser than major shirk. And this is what is preceded in the verse, إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يَغْفِرُ أَنْ يُشْرَكَ بِهِ وَيَغْفِرُ مَا دُونَ ذَلِكَ لِمَنْ يَشَاءُ. But some of the people of knowledge mentioned likewise that even minor shirk, it will not be forgiven. It will not be forgiven, but rather it will be weighed. It'll be weighed with the deeds. So it will be weighed with the deeds, and there will be a weighing. And if that minor should overcome the good deeds, then a person will be punished in the fire accordingly. But in the end, his outcome will be the paradise. Or if the minor shirk did not overcome his deeds, then in any case he will be under the will of Allah Azza wa Jal, and this is the case. And there's going to be muwazana. So some of the people of knowledge mentioned that even the minor shirk will not be forgiven, but that how it will be dealt with? It will be dealt with in the scales with the deeds, with the good deeds and the likes like this. Which one will be heavier? If his good deeds are heavier, then it will remove the bad deeds, and if the shirk is heavier, then he will be punished accordingly. But in any case, if a person he entered the fire because of minor shirk, he will not abide therein forever. And this is the proper creed and belief of Ahl Sunnah wal Jama'ah. Inshallah, in our next class we continue with Al-Naqid Al-Thani. هذا وصلى الله على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم.